Holy Spirit. With Team Grace, this Sunday we begin our last stretch of the Advent season. For this season, we have sought to prepare our hearts for the coming of the Lord. Here at Our Lady of Grace, we have used our Advent time to emphasize and to review the theology, the discipline, and the spirituality of what it means to be able to receive Holy Communion. On this last Sunday of Advent, especially in light of our first reading and our Gospel reading, it's important for us to now direct our attention to Bethlehem and for the historical remembrance of the first coming of our Lord. As we speak about Bethlehem, let's not forget the village's history, the town's history, or even what its name means. Bethlehem is Hebrew. It means city of bread or house of bread. It was an unknown village, truth be told, in salvation history until our matriarch Rachel, our spiritual mother, was buried there. And it was an emergency burial. She was traveling with her family when she gave birth to her last son, Benjamin, and she died in childbirth. She was not able to be buried in the tomb of her forefathers and foremothers, as would have been preferred. Instead, she had to be buried at the closest village, which happened to be this little town called Bethlehem. Rachel was the favored wife of Jacob, who later is renamed by God Israel. Jacob Israel is the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. That's the foundation of the whole of salvation history. Rachel, his favorite wife, is the mother of those 12 tribes. She is our spiritual mother. She is the mother of God's people. And God's divine providence would have her buried in that little town of Bethlehem. Now, later in salvation history, King David is born, and he is raised there in Bethlehem. From this small town, the great king would come to rule over God's people, to rule over God's kingdom. And so Bethlehem is a fitting place for the long-awaited anointed Savior to come to us. And he came to us, dear friends, born in the city of bread, the city of Rachel, the city of David. And he was placed in a manger, a feeding trough. The very city's name and the details of his birth foreshadowed the immense gift given to us by the Lord of his own body and blood. As he would say to us, his disciples, "Eat my flesh, drink my blood." And so, dear friends, Bethlehem points us to the altar. As God shocked the world by himself being the long-awaited anointed Savior, and doing so by taking on our human nature, so he continues to shock the world and to give believers an everyday powerful miracle by coming to us here at this altar, inviting us to consume him, that he might literally become a part of us, that we might become a part of him. As the early fathers of our faith taught us, Christ took on our human nature so that we might take on his divine nature. This is the miracle. God present in a uniquely powerful way here at the altar, and the invitation to be prepared and to come and consume him that we might have eternal life. The Mass, dear friends, is a sacred mystery. I pray that you have deepened in your own awareness of this immense gift. It is an unmerited gift given to us, for we are able to stand in the very presence of God and to encounter him, to touch heaven as heaven comes to us. This divine kindness should bring forth an immense humility and a profound devotion in our hearts. Listen to the prayer of Mother Church during the Eucharistic prayer. In humble prayer, we ask you, Almighty God, command that these gifts be borne by the hands of your holy angel to your altar on high in the sight of your divine majesty, so that all of us who through this participation at the altar receive the most holy body and blood of your Son may be filled with every grace and heavenly blessing. You know, during that prayer, Mother Church commands her priests and anyone at the altar to give a profound bow to indicate the power of this prayer, to remind each of us that at that point, our parish altar touches the altar in heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit and the ministry of God's holy angels. They are with us. And by faith, we see a glimpse of God's glory, of his divine majesty, as we ask him for the gift of his grace and as we seek his heavenly blessing. Our altar right here in Indian Land, South Carolina, during the Mass touches the eternal heavenly altar of God. And there are angels surrounding this altar as this sacrifice is offered. So this is the Mass, dear friends. This is the call we have to receive Holy Communion. This is Bethlehem, the city of bread, the feeding trough, right here at our own parish altar. And so be prepared. Seek to be made worthy by God's grace to approach this altar, to encounter the living God, and to eat his flesh and drink his blood in a worthy manner.